Good afternoon. I'd like to welcome you to the House Judiciary Committee. It's 1:05 on March the 31st, and we are pleased to have present Representative Lynn, Representative Gruenberg, Representative Gatto, Representative Holmes, myself, Nancy Dahlstrom, and we may be able to be joined by Representative Heron if he finishes the other meeting. But we're here today for the purpose of the confirmation hearing for Ms. Antoinette Mallett. Mallott. I apologize. Mallott. So members have in their packets information about Antoinette, and if you would please come forward to the table, and we're a friendly committee, so don't. Is this your first time testifying before legislative committee?
You know, years ago I did to an education committee.
Okay, all right, well, you have a little experience. All right, so for the record, if you would just state your name and your full name and your affiliation, if you're employed by somebody now. And
my affiliation. Mm-hmm.
If you're employed right now.
Oh, in and out. Oh. With who I'm connected with, who I work with, all that kind of information. My name is Antoinette Mary Mallott, and I am a retired school teacher. Currently, I work for Catholic Community Services as a care coordinator for elders in the tent. I'm married to Byron Mallott. We have raised our three children. Lived in Juneau for over 30 years, and we spend time in Juneau and Yakutat. We travel a lot.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. What we usually do in the confirmation hearings, Antoinette, is to give the members opportunities to ask you questions, or if you have questions that you wish to ask us too about the position, that's fine. But again, it's painless, so don't be nervous. I understand that there are some members of the committee that do have questions. I believe Representative Gatto had.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Well, let's get it on the record. So, and, Representative Gatto.
And thank you, Madam Chair. And I told her I would not be painless.
Oh.
Excuse me, sir. It's painless.
I'll do my best. Antoinette, there's a lot of experiences that have to do with education. And I'm looking around for the experiences where you volunteered or were, not that I expect they have to be there, but I was looking for where you volunteered or were strongly associated with a service organization where you had to meet with people, take their complaints, resolve the complaints, and go back to the people. Is there something in your background that's there?
I would probably say maybe the closest to that would be when I was the site facilitator at our school, working with parents and teachers, and you know, they would approach me with, you know, concerns or complaints. So that, and again, that's just in the education.
And, Madam Chair, is that in your resume under professional experience, or give me the year and I could find it. Site facilitator?
Yeah.
It's on the original letter, mm-hmm. Representative Gatto.
I see. Okay.
And Antoinette, for the sake of Susan, who's trying to transcribe our messages, when you speak, if you could just identify yourself, and then it helps Susan, who has a really hard time with this group anyhow. So.
being on the Scott team, we met with parents, mm-hmm. and the staff and teachers, and we talked about all the problems, educational problems.
Follow up?
Oh, I just have to be charming in this one. Would you be able to work with me? Because you'll have to.
Your phone number out.
She's going to, Madam Chair, she's going to fit right in and work well with Representative Kremer.
We have eliminated every applicant in the state of Alaska.
When it comes to working with Representative Gatto?
We've eliminated everybody.
I do the best I can.
All right, and I hope Susan's not putting everything on record. Are there any other questions from? Yes, Representative Holmes.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Questions or comments, I should say.
Well, the comment part is I want to thank you. We talked beforehand. I want to thank you for your willingness to serve. This is a big commitment for members of the public to take on. It's very important, not only to the members of the legislature, but to the public. And so, thank you for your willingness to serve. And along those lines, I was wondering if you could just tell us briefly what interested you in serving on the Ethics Committee.
Well, it started with Chief Justice Carpinetti calling, and I quickly handed the phone over to my husband. And then they talked for a while, and then my husband handed it over to me, and then Bud asked me if I would be interested in being on this committee, and he gave me some information and told me he would send me some additional information. And he did say they were looking for a person from Southeast, preferably a woman, and to add to the diversity of the committee already. And I felt that, you know, I could add to the diversity, being Native Alaskan, being an educator, Southeast for years and years.
Thank you. Representative Lynn.
Thank you. Welcome. The fact that you listen to your husband is very good.
Representative Lynn.
And have you had a chance to look at some of the past cases the Ethics Committee has examined? Those that have all, not the ones in progress, of course, but the any of the past
in
cases,
the past.
Opinions, and so on.
I've been reading the ethics code and all of the do's and the don'ts, and just become familiar with that. But hopefully, maybe all of the ethical things that went wrong in the past 2 or 3 years, or that. And I did read about some of that in the paper, so I'm familiar with.
Yeah, I would imagine.
You're asking.
Yes, through the chair, I would imagine future cases may be similar in nature to some ones that happened in the past. It's a very important position. Mm-hmm. Most of the people, I think a great majority of people in the legislature, whatever their political persuasion, good, decent, honest people, they make mistakes, like all humans make mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
Commit ethical violations, at least those deemed to be, violations. And, you need to be able to look at the facts, analyze the facts, take your personal prejudices, whatever it may be, out of it, and render a fair decision, even for somebody that you may like. Because, we're all fallible individuals.
Right.
So. That's why I just add, if you look at any of the previous cases that have become public, what they said, what other people said, and how the Ethics Committee arrived at what they thought to be an appropriate recommendation or opinion.
And Antoinette, speaking, and as a teacher, it is very important that we be fair and we look at all issues, so. I'm familiar with that.
Another thing, Madam Chair.
Yeah.
I think there probably is an element of teaching in the Ethics Committee because you look at these cases, you name some kind of decision, and that's a lesson perhaps to the rest of us, so we don't try not to make the same mistake.
Thank you, Representative Lynn. Representative Gatto.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The Ethics Committee rarely deals with black and white issues because if they're truly terrible issues, we can decide very quickly. For the most part, we get things before us because they're gray issues. And as an Ethics Committee member, you'll be required to vote on yay or nay, not almost right or kind of okay, but yay or nay on an issue. So if you had an issue before you that was a gray issue, and this is maybe tough, but would you err more on the side of people are inherently good, or do you err more on the side of the fact that it's before us is enough of an indication for me? Is that a question you could answer?
I think I would rely on what they're brought up for, I mean, what the issues are, and if there are any violations, then I would probably vote on that line. I think I know where what you're getting at, because there are a lot of other issues, but you know, to decide on if it's something that could have happened, you know, but accidentally, and I would consider that too. Mm-hmm. But you know, I feel that all of the information in the ethics code is there, and that it should be read by all legislators, and probably like reading all your bylaws and knowing what you can do and what you can't do.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Let's disregard the rules and just, you're stuck. You cannot, you know, is the law clear? No, the law is not clear. Is this a violation? We're not sure. You're in this never-never land where you may not use the facts in front of you to make a determination because you're stuck and you're in the middle. Mm-hmm. You're on the fence, the knife edge, and I'll go back to the original question. Mm-hmm. If you were on the knife edge, would you err on the side of all people are inherently good or on the side of if this is an issue before the committee, I'm going to take a negative view?
Can I interrupt for a moment, Representative Gatto? Yes. I believe that I know your intent in asking the question, that it's a valid intent, but I think we've made a habit in this committee of not asking people on the record how they would or would not vote on issues that may or may not come before them. And I think this is going kind of close to that line. And so
I'll withdraw.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Representative Groenberg.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I didn't remember this, but Ms. Malott pointed out that she was Daniel's kindergarten teacher. and they did a good job, and I'd like to thank you on behalf of the Wallen-Groenberg family for that. But I do have one question. It doesn't relate to this issue, but it's something I'd like to know. Mm-hmm. How many kids did you have in your kindergarten class usually?
It's usually between 25 and 20 students.
20 to 25.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you. All right, we have one person who would like to come forward to testify. So, Antoinette, if you would mind staying here, you can have a seat back by Ms. Anderson, but please stay with us in case we have further questions for you. And then I would like to call forward Ellie Sika. And Ellie, if you just state your name and affiliation, and then please proceed.
Hi, I'm Ellie Sika. I am currently an intern for Representative Gardner, but I'm representing myself and not her office. Mrs. Malott was my kindergarten teacher, and then later on was my school librarian at Gassneau Elementary. And she was my first teacher when I moved here to Juneau. And in kindergarten, you learn what is right and what is wrong. And she was very fair to all of us. And if it wasn't a black or white issue, she helped us with problem solving to deal with our own problems. And that's really important, kind of setting that basis in kindergarten to use for the rest of your life. So she was very influential to me and many other students that I knew. And I have always had a positive experience with her and other teachers at Gassneau, but she always left that impact on me. So I just wanted to testify and say that she's a really good person. She's very fair, and I'd like to see her on the committee. So.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ellie, for that testimony. Questions, Representative Lynn, and then Representative Gruenberg?
Did she give you a fair grade?
Yes.
Now's your chance.
Well, I mean, it was kindergarten. Much homework.
Plays well with others.
Representative Gruenberg?
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Again, this isn't right on the issue, but we get so few chances to find out what it's really like here. What's it like being forced to live in the same house with Mike Seeger?
I'm going to call that out of order, Representative Gruenberg. Thank you very much. All
right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Ellie, so much for your testimony. We appreciate it. Are there any further questions for Ms. Malott?
She's ready.
Yeah.
When I have reviewed her background letter and her professional experience, I was really struck with the teaching experience, but also the interaction that requires between parents, students, problem solving. And I'd like for the record to state that Representative Heron has joined us also, please. Experiences that we know you have to be a good problem solver in order to be successful. You have to be willing to listen and able to listen. She obviously, in my opinion, would not have been in that career field and done as well as she has done if those are not areas that she was able to do a good job with. So unless anyone has, Representative Gruenberg?
Thank you. Yeah, I think she has an excellent background. I can't think of a better background for dealing with the ethical issues of legislators than having taught kindergarten.
I second that. Thank you. Representative Heron, did you have any questions?
Thank you, Madam Chair. And to the conferee, this is... I don't know you personally, but this is not going to be an easy job. And because of the people that have put your name forward, I have complete confidence in you.
Thank you. All right, thank you. I also would like to go on record thanking you publicly for being willing to do this job. As has been stated by several of the members here, it can be a time commitment, but it's also can be draining, and we really appreciate your willingness to step up to the plate and offer public service. I know that you and your husband have been doing that for many years, so that's not a new behavior for you, but we really appreciate you accepting this responsibility. Are there any objections from this committee in moving the name forward? All right, hearing no objections, the House Judiciary Committee has reviewed the qualifications of the Chief Justice appointment to the Select Committee on Legislative Ethics, Antoinette Mallett, and recommends that her name be forwarded to the full legislature for ratification. And I would like to remind the members that by signing the confirmation report, that does not reflect your intent to vote for or against on the floor during the further confirmation proceedings. All right. Okay, thank you so much for joining us. And with that, it is 1:25. This meeting is adjourned. Members, please stand.